Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
I want to look at the nature of God's work. And the necessary application of the cross to make us fit into that work. The nature of God's work, and then the necessary application of the cross to make us fit for that work. Praise the Lord. I will start reading in a way that you can follow small, small. Until everything becomes clear, then we shall talk. We shall discuss. Now, if you go quickly to Philippians chapter 2. To Philippians chapter 2. I want us to quickly check. We quoted that scripture shortly before we close our meeting yesterday. I said that's where we are going to start. Verse 12 says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Verse 13, For it is God, which works in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. For it is God, which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Are you noting that? Then I want you to come to 1 Corinthians. Before we read the 1 Corinthians I advertised, I want you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12, very quickly. And I want you to look at verse 6. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 6. We are checking the nature of God's work. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which does what? Which does what, please? Which worketh all in all. Please note those two scriptures. Then follow me to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Are you following? Alright. 1 Corinthians 15. I better read verse 10. What did verse 10 say? "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Who will read from Good News? Just verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. I am what I am. And the grace that he gave me was not without effect. On the contrary, I have worked harder than all the other apostles, although it was not really my own doing. But God's grace, doing what? Walking inside of me. Alright? Praise the Lord. I told you it's a discussion we are running this morning, so don't wait for me to do all the teaching. Now, from the three passages we have read, what do you think is striking about the nature of God's work? Surely, every work that we see being done through a man or by the hand of a man of God actually is not the man of God that is working. What is the correct situation? It is God who is doing what? Who is working in heaven? I didn't hear you now. Eh? You are very quiet here now. Alright. It is God who is at work. But where? Inside of who? Of the man that God uses. In order to will and to do of his good pleasure. And as our brother pointed out, the quantity and the extent of operations may not be equal. But one thing is common. What is one thing that is common? It is God who is working all in all. I don't know whether that makes meaning to you yet. Huh? The moment you don't understand this, your attitude, your concept to ministry and to God's work will be wrong. And you may not accomplish much. You may not focus on what you ought to focus upon. Every work that is done, if it is God's work, God does not delegate his work even to the man of God. I'm sure if you hear this message abruptly, you will be confused. Abi? So you need to listen well. God does not delegate any of his work to any man, even man of God. What does God do? God himself does what? Does his work. But where? In and through the man he uses. So let's find out what is our own necessary contribution to the work of God. Baba needs a place to walk. He needs a vessel. Is that alright? He needs a container where he can do what he wants to do. Everything he wants to do, how he wants to do it, where he wants to do it, when he wants to do it, his pleasure, his will in doing that work, it's all his own business. But he needs only one thing. What is that thing? A place to walk. He needs someone inside of whom he can walk. Can I give you an illustration? What is the contribution of the Quaibo Church to this meeting? Accommodation. Excuse me, sir. What did you do to all your programs during this week for us to have this place to run this meeting? Everything was suspended. I saw the Women Fellowship yesterday. They were trying to have a meeting. Where did they go? They went outside. Why? These had been surrendered. But did they have any control over who stands on the pulpit? I'm asking. I'm not hearing you again. Did they know where the program come from? No. Do you know that in the normal Quaibo setting, maybe the only group of people that can enter into the altar here are either the elders or the pastor? But in the course of this week, all manner of men have come here. Am I telling the truth? Why? It has been surrendered. Are you getting what I'm talking about now? So what again is now, so I want us to conclude now, if you have understood, what is our own contribution to God's work? Accommodation. Accommodation. Now this is where the trouble is. This is where we are going now. Are you with me to that stage? Alright. Now, can we see two persons in scriptures who understood what the work of God is? Maybe one person first before we look at the second person. Let's look at Jesus, his own understanding of the work of God. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, and I say we should read Hebrews chapter 10, and let's look at verse 5. Are you coming with me little by little? Alright, we are coming small, small. God will help us. Hebrews 10, who will help us read verse 5? Verse 5.
When he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice an offering thou wouldest not, but the body as thou preparest
me. He's talking about God. I know you are not interested in burnt offerings and sacrifices, but there was only one thing you prepared for me to serve you. What is that? My body. So while we are talking of the accommodation, what is that accommodation? It's my body. My body is the only contribution I can make to God's work. Now, what I'm saying this morning, or this afternoon rather, may be sounding strange, but I pray that you will get it. If you get it now, we can now settle down to begin to discuss. Jesus said, When he came into the world, he just announced, he made a declaration. Sacrifices and burnt offerings, God is not interested in. But a body have you prepared for me, so that I could provide for God what? An accommodation in which and through which God's work and God's will shall be done. Are you getting to that point? Now, when you get to the book of John chapter 5 that we wanted to read, let's check John 5 and see what was the comment of Jesus. John 5. Are you there already in John 5? Now verse 30. John 5 verse 30. First, the sister will read for us now. By myself, I can do how many things? Nothing. Yes. Now, what did Jesus conclude there, please? What did Jesus conclude there? I didn't hear you. That he can do nothing. Who is talking there? This is Jesus. He said of himself, he said, of my own self, I can do nothing. I would like us to go a little from there. Maybe we can see something. Let's look at verse 19. Chapter 5, verse 19. 5:19. The sister again. Yes. I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. What do you discover from that scripture? I hope you know that the greatest man of God that has ever lived is the Lord Jesus. Or do you know any man of God who is greater than Jesus? Aha. So what was his own testimony about his understanding of God's work? Yes. That he has no personal matter. Yes, Pastor? He is not the initiator of the work. Yes. Yes. You see, you are saying something else. You are saying what the Father wanted him to do. And that word is very hard for me. I want you to see something. You know, I know that there is a level of understanding we have come to. I say, I will do what God tells me to do. But we are discovering that actually the doing of every work, who does it? It is God who works in us. It's not just that Baba sits down somewhere and delegate and say, go and do this for me. The way God wants his work done is to do what? Is to do what? Is to do it himself. But where? In me. That's a very... I hope it has not confused you yet. Alright. I know the one we are familiar with. We are familiar with working for God. We are familiar with sweating for God. But the truth that God wants you to get in the course of this meeting for your ministry is that God is not asking you to work for Him. What is God asking you for? To let Him do what? Work His works where? In you. To provide God with what? Accommodation. This is a very critical matter. To understand this, will turn your ministry around. For you to realize that every work that is to be done, God is not asking Pastor Prince to come and do it. So all this effort, oh look, I have to do this thing, you know, I have to go here, I have to go there, I have to, you know, I've not done this, does not arise. What is the major issue now? What does God want to do in me as of now? I hope you are with me. I need to ask you in case you are not with me. Are you? That God is the one that worketh in us all His works. He said there are diversities of operations, but it is God that does what? That worketh. You see, you know what is touching me? Is the fact that the Bible used the word, it is God that does what? That works. You see, it's not that, it didn't say, it is God that directs us to do it. You are not understanding. Are you understanding that now? You see, sometimes you have gone to a building site. You will see the architect directing, put that one there, put one there, put that one there. He will have been called the director of works. But the issue we are raising here is that it is God that does what? That works. How do I put it now? I'm praying that God will help you to see something. Have you ever seen masquerade before? You have seen masquerade. Eh? Now, masquerade will be moving, will be talking, will be dancing. Is it the masquerade? Is it the masquerade? Who is dancing? There is someone inside the masquerade. Are you getting me now? Alright. So, but you won't see the person. What will you see? You only see the masquerade. This is where the work of God is very, very serious. That Baba decided that he was the one to do the talking. He was the one to do the preaching. He was the one to do the work. But he did not want to use his own direct mouth and face and hand. So what did he decide to do now? He decided to hide inside of me and talk. On the outside, who is talking? On the outside. They say Brother Billy is talking. Look at what Brother Billy did. But in the actual sense, who is in the workplace? It is God that is working, but through Brother Billy's mouth. This is how God wants every of His work to be done. The impression we had is that if we pray very well, we will get all the information of what God wants us to do. Abi? Then we will leave Baba behind. Are you getting me? And then we shall go and work for God. When we finish working for God, we return back and say, Father, we are finished. Give us another assignment. You know that's the impression we have. But what is the impression we are seeing from the Word of God here? That it is Baba himself that goes to do his work. But where? Inside of us. Oh, may God grant you understanding. So the main issue which we are going to now study, we are going to read it now. You now see that all that God needed from me is what? Is what? Accommodation. So, excuse me, what is my ministry? Nothing but accommodation. Let's confirm that from the Bible. Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. Who reads verse 1 for us? Yes. Therefore, brethren, by what? By the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is what? You know the word they use as service in that scripture. What's another word for it? What's another word for service? Ministry. Actually, the word ministry means service. So if you read it now, what will it mean? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable ministry. Excuse me, what is my reasonable ministry? To give accommodation. But this body, this where we are going now, it has to be holy. It has to be acceptable to God. Just like the church here, the pastor of the church here, he has only done one thing as a major contribution to what we are doing here. What is it? He has given us accommodation. And what is he himself doing? What is he himself doing? Nothing. He sat back only to see what we are doing with his church building. I'm praying to see preachers who do nothing apart from give Baba chance to talk, to walk, to pray, to preach, to sing inside of them. You will see better results when you stop walking and Baba actually is walking. The unfortunate thing is that not many people have allowed Baba to walk. In fact, majority of us preachers, we are the one doing what? Doing work, working for God. And we are telling Baba, tell us what we shall do. We will go and do it. God said, no, I want you to give me accommodation. And forget about yourself and let me walk through you. And can I say something to you before I leave that? The quantity and the quality of work God is able to achieve through any man is directly proportional to the available space for God to work. The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, do you know that if you see miracles take place now, somebody is healed, somebody jumped up, and miracle took place? If you go and ask the people that God used to perform those miracles, it is us from afar who doesn't know what takes place that we will think that that man did something serious. If you go and ask him, he did nothing. Have you noticed that? He only prayed. Very simply. This is where the confusion comes. When God works in a man to do a work, and the man jumps up to claim the credit, each time we say, this is one key man of God in, what are we saying? Do you think it's correct? Huh? I'm not hearing you again. Why not? Huh? He has done nothing. Maybe God decided to do a key work in him. Are you hearing what I've said? That the manifestation of work that we see in a man's life is directly, is to the extent of the available space God had inside of that man to do what? To do his work. We are coming to analyze that more carefully. Let's pick some other scripture and then we tie it. Maybe after that I may be able to pass one or two points, then I'll leave it again for us to discuss. Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 2 Corinthians 3:5. Not being sufficient as of ourselves, to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. You've not finished. Thank you. I wish the sister would repeat that verse so that I can stick to our spirit before we go on. Chapter 4, verse 7. If you have any other interesting verse, passage, please give to us. But we have this treasure, and you stop reading. Oh, the sister is still, and not of us. All of you say like that. So what does that mean? What does this imply to you now? We have read two passages again. Who is the originator? Who is the executor? What is our contribution? Accommodation. Now listen, and this accommodation, is it on rent? Is it on rent? hear you. It's not on rent. On what ground is it? I want someone to remember the scripture. You are all preachers here. What does the scripture say about the accommodation? Eh? We were bought. We were bought with a price. Our body is not borrowed. It's not on rent. It was again bought. So let me ask you, so what now is your contribution to God's work? As to claim anything from the work of God. I'm asking you now. Do we sincerely have any right to claim anything as our own in God's work? Why not? Number one, the whole work. The length and breadth, the depth, the height of the work is done by who? By God. Where? Eh? In us. And this is our body that he is using. He bought it. So why do you boast about your ministry? Some of us, when we get to heaven, our heavens begin to open scriptures to us. You will be ashamed for claiming what is not your own. For the way you are putting your personal identity on God's work. For the way we are running the work of God now as a personal business. For the way in which now everybody say, this is my own, this is my own. What are you doing with this work? The way we begin now to compare ourselves with ourselves as if we are better than the other brother. The Bible says there are diversities of operations. But it is the same God who does what place? Who worketh all in all. So if I were now to stand up here and say, yes, my ministry is better than a Reverend Archibald's ministry, who can interpret what I am saying? I'm either saying that what is happening through me is my business, and that Archibald is so unfortunate that God is being so small inside of him. That the way God is working inside Archibald is so insignificant. So when we despise the work that is being done through another brother, whom actually do we despise? I don't know whether you really intended to despise God. Eh? Do you know that most of us, because we don't understand the concept of God's work, that's why we always say this is a notable man of God. When Brother Paul came to that clear understanding, do you know what he said? He said, whether Paul or Apollos, there is no difference. Do you remember he said something like that in 1 Corinthians 3? He said they are all the same. So every man only does his own task as the Father has assigned him. I don't know whether you understand that what matters is what is God doing in a man. The quantity of it is not the first issue. If God decides to do a little work inside of me, and he decided to do a big work inside of you, that is his business. Is that all right? But the only condition that I must be sure we fulfill is that I am equally available, just as Brother Archibald. Are you with me to that stage? All right. So the question that we are raising from that scripture, it says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves, as to say what? As to claim anything, as to think anything as of ourselves. But our sufficiency is of God. I ask you again. So from what we are discovering, all this I say, we're just understanding the nature, the concept of God's work, and what is my own contribution to it. Just accommodation. And even this accommodation, is it on loan? Is it on rent? What is it, please? It has been bought. It was purchased. May God help you to understand. If I present my body to God as a living sacrifice, that scripture says I'm just being what? Reasonable. Why did he say like that? Do you know that it is unreasonable for your life, for your body that have been bought, to be used for something else? Now I ask you a question. Do I need congratulations? Imagine that. This shoe, it is this brother who gave the money to go and be bought. And I went and brought it for me. So this is your shoe. You still need to congratulate me. I'm asking you. You did not ask that. Does he need to congratulate me? What have I done? I've only been reasonable because it is his money. But supposing he bought the shoe and I started wearing it everywhere, what am I? I'm a thief. Some of you are thieves, you know. Some of you are terrible thieves. Using Baba's property for another man's business. What he has bought and he has decided to use for his own work, you are putting it into another use which he has no interest in. What are you doing? You are a thief. You are being unreasonable. You are embezzling Baba's properties. How many of you are thieves in this church? And you see how some of us behave. When we give God something small from our lives, from our body, which belongs to him, we are expecting God to appreciate it. What are we doing? What are we doing? We are cheating him. No wonder Brother Paul, understanding the word of God, do you know what he said in 1 Corinthians 9? He said, if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to do what? To boast about. Why? Because a dispensation of the gospel is already given to me. I am bound to do so. But the only thing which I may, if at all I want to glory at all, is if I preach it without necessarily taking my own personal income. Do you understand? Is there the only way by which I could say I'm boasting is if I make the gospel free, so that the things that are legitimately supposed to give to me, I decided to give it up. Otherwise, preaching the gospel, going up and down for God, I have nothing to glory about it. Number one, it is God who does what? Who worketh in me. And this me that I'm talking about is not for myself. Even this me, what has he done? He has bought it. Grant you understanding. You see, what we are saying today, it looks so small. But lack of a proper understanding of the nature of God's work, number one, has made many of us to struggle in our ministries. Many of us believe that we are the one to work. So we are struggling how to work. But what does God really want? What does Baba want? Accommodation. He was telling his disciples, he said, go. Take no thought about what you will say or what you will preach. At that point, your Father in heaven will do what? Will do what? Oh, how many of you? He's living like that. That you can't simply provide accommodation and transport for Baba. Such that what to say is not your responsibility, is Baba's own prerogative, whatever he loves to say. Now, why are we dealing with this? It is because the way God wants to work, can we repeat it now? Is that he needs an available, empty accommodation where he can settle down to do his work the way he wants to do his work. Are you getting me now? But God, in his deep desire, he's happy if he can just sit inside of me like this, hallelujah, and be working. But on the surface, the same one Yoruba man came to you to preach. Is it truly a Yoruba man that came to preach? Who came? Baba came. But inside, that's what God wanted. I thank God so much. I've been thanking God. I said, this God, he likes to do something as mighty as it is, and he does not want anybody to know him. It's very, very challenging to me. God, he will put words in the mouth of a mere man like me. And when something happens, wonderfully, they say, Kai, when that brother was preaching, he really touched me. Kai. And Baba will not be jealous. How many of you can do that? How many of you can write a song and put it in the mouth of your wife to sing?
when she sings and people are clapping for her, say, Kai, that's a wonderful song, you'll come up. Even the husband, you will come up. What do we say? First, I taught her the song. That's the song I composed and I gave her to sing. We cannot do anything through another person. We are always wanting to do something and claim the glory. This is why you cannot progress with the work of God. I saw God's principle of working, and it's a challenge to me, that he desires the mighty God in heaven. I know, do you know, I know that it is possible for God to want to perform a miracle and not use any human being. You know it's possible. God can do it. But according to his own desire, he decided that all his works, he's looking for what? An accommodation, a vessel inside of which he will hide. Sometimes, you know, I wish I can demonstrate what I'm saying. Baba entering someone and going. If the man is a short man, are you getting me? God agrees to become short. Do you think Baba is short? No! But just because he wanted to walk inside of a short man, so he appeared as a short man. So when he's preaching, someone, don't mind that short man, said, what is he talking about? He's too short. Only when Baba begins to walk, and the walk begins to come out, and say, and the way the man is speaking, he's speaking as if it was God himself. That was how God wanted it. Do you also want that kind of experience? I'm asking you. An experience where, you know, you remember what Isaac said. He said the hand is the hand of Esau, but the voice is the voice of Jacob. And I see, as if the Lord, by nature of the way he was to walk, yes, they said, in fact, the face is the face of this sister. The leg is her leg. The hand that she laid on me was her hand. But the voice, the power, the treasure is of God. So we have this treasure where? In an open vessel, so that the power might not be of us, but of God. Do you desire to provide accommodation for God? This is all we need. Let me tell you again. Look, something happened to me a few days ago. I mean, a few weeks now. Somebody was sick. And was sick. They flew her abroad. They were rushing her into the theater to perform a bone surgery. And then they called me on phone. They said, brother, I'm here and we're going to the theater tomorrow. This is ordinarily, in my own sense, I would have just said, may the Lord grant you strength and may the Spirit of God support you. Don't be afraid since you have decided to go there in Jesus' name.
But you know, under the phone, I sent something saying, but she doesn't have to go to that operation. Is anything too difficult for me? And I just repeated it over the phone. I said, but you don't have to do that operation. Is anything too difficult for God? Let us pray. We just prayed over phone. You can imagine the prayer on the phone. You are conscious of the money you are paying. So we just mentioned two sentences. Father, you are the one that made all the bones. Rearrange this bone and let it be alright in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that is the end. The following day she went to the consultant. They all screamed. Say, what happened? He said, we prayed. He said, does prayer still work? Those white people, they said, does prayer still work? They checked, they did all the x-ray, everything. The whole thing is perfect. Just back on. Now, but you see, what am I saying to you? That same prayer, naturally, when you see a case that is to be carried for the theater and the consultant have confirmed that nothing else can be done over it, how will you like to pray if you are the one to pray? Do you know that your prayer will be according to the magnitude of the problem? Abi, you say this is a serious case. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? It's because you are the one walking. You see, if it is God, can I tell you? God does not exert more power to raise the dead than to heal headache. Both light and darkness is the same with God. But because it is not all the time we allow God to work. You know, I use the word all the time as if occasionally we don't allow God to work. Sincerely, what I want to say is that most of the time we don't give God chance to work. We are the one who is doing what? Working for God. All of you here, if God will help you to understand what I'm saying, few times that Baba put you aside and he worked, did you see the results? Well, you see, I don't know how to put it, but I just pray that you will understand. Do you know that we are like small children? He does not know how to do something. As soon as you took it from him and said, let me help you do it, and as you start doing it, he said, mommy, leave it, I can do it now. And once you give him the thing to do, everything is scattered. Say, mommy, please come and help me again. Do you know that that's how most of us are? If you pray small now, and God prays through you, and a miracle took place, next time, say, all bone problems. Those of you that are having arthritis of the hip, and those of you that your knee has scattered, bring it. The man of God will pray for you. You see, the man of God will pray for you. And then you remember the passage you quoted that brought the miracle the other time. You now go ahead quickly and you grab that passage. I am the God of all flesh. I am the God that made bones and put the tendrils together.
your hands there now. You will be nice as proper. But since you are the one doing the work now, Baba will just go and sit down. And say, when you finish, let's see what you can do. Don't you know that's why we don't see miracles? It's not every time we give God a chance to walk. And yet what God wanted to do is the man that gives him chance to walk. It is God that does what? That worketh will in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So where does the cross come in? It is because there is another man that is also using our body. Let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with your body. It depends on who is using it. And there are two people that could either use your body. It could either be God or Mr. Self. Are you getting me now? And it depends on who uses you. That's the person you become. Said, those that are being controlled by their human nature, they have their outlook formed by what the human nature wants. But those that are controlled by the Holy Spirit, they have their lives formed by the Spirit. Have you read that scripture before? Romans chapter 8. Excuse me. So the main concern now, I was asking the pastor, what did he do to provide this church for us as an accommodation? Pastor, what did they do to give us this place as an accommodation? What did they do to their midweek services? They just suspended and said, this week there shall be no choir practice at 4 o'clock because the church is being used for the leadership conference. Choir members, if you want to have your meeting, go inside the children's hall or move into the classrooms. Is that not what they said? They made room in order to give us accommodation. So our question this moment is, how can we evacuate? You see, that's the biggest thing. How can we evacuate our lives so as to make it empty and free for Baba to occupy and walk through it? Praise the Lord. Are you with me to that point? How can we let go every other man that has occupied our container so that Baba could have a free access to walk through us? This is the matter that we are talking about when we look at the ministry of the cross. In releasing us, in releasing our lives, in releasing the Spirit of God to manifest through us. How I wish we have opportunity to illustrate what we are talking about. Do you you know that anytime you take a Bible verse, any passage of the Bible, anytime you carry a Bible passage, two things happen. The first thing you discover is that the things you know about that passage before, what will happen? They will rush back to your mind. Immediately you open that scripture, everything you know before will do what? Will rush back. And if you don't take time, they will fill up the whole place. So that everything you are preaching, what are you preaching? You are only preaching what you knew. That is the reason why many men of God can only follow routine. That's the reason why your message may only be ordinary polish, not a word from heaven. Do you know what I'm talking about? For some of us, as I listen, if God gives you one revelation last year over a Bible verse, what do you do? You will preach that revelation. It's like a small baby. If you buy a new dress for a baby next Sunday, what will he do? He wants to wear it. When they are going for birthday, what does he want to wear? That same dress. When he's going for visitation, what does he want to wear? That dress. He like to wear that dress, wear it, until it is worn out. When it is worn out and you bought another one for him, what will he do to that one? He abandons it. He does not even know where he keeps it. You pick a new one. That's how some of us are. Many of us, we don't give Baba chance to walk every time. In fact, I can tell you the truth. For several of us, I wish my life would change. That every time Baba will be the one who is doing what? Who is at work. Do you know that if each time a man opens his mouth, it is God that is speaking, every day he will have a miracle. He can never run out. He can never be tired. Because Baba is never weary. Baba can never be fucked out. God doesn't repeat himself. I discovered that if I could just be in a position where any time, any day, any moment, God is free to walk with me, it's the most beautiful experience. And as far as I'm concerned, ministry is not what a man is trying to do for God. What is ministry now, please? What God is doing through him in an available container, evacuated. So you know what I've come to discover, sirs? And I'm lending you this small wisdom. I pray it will be meaningful to you. But if it is not, no problem. I discovered that it is not my responsibility to even expound the work of God. What is my responsibility? Accommodation. Accommodation. If I gave him one room before and he was working inside of me effectively in one room, when I wanted him to do more work, what do? Give him another room. Give him another room. Give him another room. Give Baba another room. The plan of expansion is his business. And so, do you know what I discovered? I discovered, and I'm working with it too. I discovered that growth in ministry is not my business. Expansion in the work of God is not my business. Spreading into the north, to the south, to the west is not my business. What is my business? Just give Papa a space to walk. And you see, all I kept praying is that, God, may you not find a hindrance to do your work in me. I learned this thing some years back. I thought it was not possible for it to work out. It has worked. I have come to realize that when God even says to me and say, Brother Billy, I want to use you to do something, I always pinpoint his word. I said, you want to do what? To use me. You know the meaning of that? What's the meaning of that? He is the one to do what? To walk using me. I said, when you are ready, I am here. The best song I learned singing. You know my best song? Simply. When you are looking for somebody, here am I, use me. Here am I, use me, oh, Baba. Here am I, use me. When you are looking for somebody, here is my mouth, use it. Every time I hear God say, oh, we need to carry the ministry onto Africa, we need to go here, we need to go there, I say, yes, you need to go. Abi, when you are ready to go, I'm always here. If you think I can carry you there, I'm here. And as far as I'm concerned, that is the only thing that God has asked me to do. I'm praying for you this morning that you will stop thinking that God's work is your work that you are struggling to do. You see, some of us say, oh, brother, you are not supporting me. You are not supporting me. Is it necessary? Do you know that God will always get every resources he needs to do every work he wants to do? Do you know that? I wonder why you are dying. I want you to change your prayer. I want you to do something this day. Just one thing. Your reasonable service. What is that reasonable service? Offer accommodation. How I wish from Sunday, this coming Sunday, those of us that are pastoring our churches, I pray that God will give you an experience. That from now, you say, Baba, no more what I know how to preach. Here am I. I will carry you there. Do your work, but in me. I I'm praying that it will become clear that when to pray for somebody, it's no longer you that prays. Hallelujah. But Baba, who does what? Who prays in you? When I saw Jesus, he said, the Son does nothing. What he sees the Father do, that's what you see him do. He said, and you will see him, he will do more works. He was saying that. He said, because the Father will show him more works. Look, I don't know. I just only pray that Baba himself, because you see, when we come to a level like this, if Baba doesn't work, can we work? If God doesn't open your understanding now, I know that we can only stop. But if there's an understanding, as quiet as this meeting is, you know, we have not shouted, we have not talked, yet something will happen. Your ministry will change. You will enter into rest. You will now know that it is God who worketh in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. What's my contribution, sir? Accommodation. Evacuated, emptied, but dusted to be holy. So while we were talking yesterday about keeping yourself holy, it's just that anytime Baba wants to enter work, I have experienced what I'm talking about many times. In my office, I have some brothers who normally work inside my office before I come. You know what they do? They clean the place, they arrange my table, they put the papers, so that when I'm entering to start working, I will not see anything that will irritate me and push me out. How many of you have that kind of problem? You want to come to an office and the first thing you meet puts you off. So, no. Why did you put this here? I cannot settle here to work. Please settle it before I come back. Have you experienced that kind of thing before? There is something that normally put Baba off. Anytime he wants to walk, when he sees sin, he will go back. When he sees pride, Baba doesn't. He will not walk with the proud or the scornful. When Baba sees pride, he sees presumption. He said, this one, he knows what to do, so let's leave him until he's finished. You know, God is waiting for some of you to finish. Eh? Do you know God is waiting for some of us to finish? Until you are finished, before God will start his own work. And some of us, it is taking us many years to actually get to the end of ourselves. That's why the song we sang say, oh, to be saved from myself, dear Lord. Oh, to be lost in you. Oh, that it may no longer be I, but Christ that lives in me. Excuse me, sirs. My prayer, and I want to pray with you, that God will find an available space to do all he wanted to do inside of you in the name of Jesus. Did you hear what I said? What God does in a man has nothing to do with whether God has power or he does not have power. God always has power to do whatever he desires to do. Is that alright? But what is the limitation on God's work in a man's life? What is the limitation? Available space. How many of you are fixed? Fixed. He won't go to use you. We can only use you according to his own, according to your own design. Some say, God, use me, but don't move me out of you. You. That's where my, if you are using me, use me here. See, you are carrying me to Oron and Odem. I've asked about the work I want to do with you, inside of you. It's not in Uyu, it's at Oron. What is the work you are doing in Oron that cannot be done here? Let's do it here also. Excuse me, sir. Will you be willing to become completely available? I thank God for Jesus. He said, here am I. I have come in the volume of the books to do thy will, O God. That will, as I saw Jesus, it was wonderful. He gave God everything. God was free to use him here, free to carry him there. In fact, God was free to carry him to the cross. He did not commit one sin. But do you know what he said? He said, so that the world may know that I love my Father, and I always do what he tells me to, let us go and die. And he went to face the cross. That's a man who is yielded. I've been praying. Each time I'm praying, sometimes I see a lot of work God wants to do. I've always reminded myself, though it's very, very, very difficult to remember it, always remind myself, it's not me who is to do the work. I normally must remind myself, it is not me who is to do this work. It is God that will do this work. Let me wait. Many times, I as a person, I have seen what big, big, big challenge, big burdens. The normal temptation is for me to run around. But I keep reminding my heart, it has never been you who does any work. It is God who worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Your only contribution is what? Accommodation. I've been praying that, Lord, I will be an available accommodation. God will find my life so conducive that he can do his work. That has been my prayer. That everything God needs to do to make my life flexible enough so that he can work anyhow. And I realize that when doctors want to work surgical work inside somebody, there are two things they ask you for. Number one, what is number one? Consent. Consent. Say, do you agree for us to do this work? Yes, sir. All right. What is the second thing they do? They will apply to you what they call anesthesia. They will put you off. I've been praying, Lord, please put me off. Put me off. Put my intelligence off. Put my strength off. Put my technical knowledge off. That I may never be a hindrance for you to walk inside of me. Once doctors put somebody on anesthesia, they can put his leg like this. They can hang it. In fact, they can turn him upside down. They can cut his stomach and remove his intestine and pack it aside and continue. In fact, they can take tea where they are doing that. But if the man is awake, they are in trouble. So I noticed the way doctors work. They know the number of hours that each anesthesia they apply will work. If it is 4 hours, they'll keep reminding themselves that the anesthesia will soon fade out. Let's quick. But I did not ask God to give me anesthesia that is time limited. I want God to put me off permanently so that he can take time to do his work. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Look, my prayer. That's my prayer. I don't know whether you would like to pray it, but that's my own prayer. I say, God, don't put me on anesthesia that is temporary, so that you will not be in haste to do any work with me. Let me never be a pressure to you. Take your time. If it takes God 5 years to keep me in one place to do what he's doing, it's no problem. But I discovered that naturally. You say, but I'm growing old, I have to start something now. I have not done this, I have not done that. God said, that's not the issue. When I'm ready to do my work, and you know what I discovered, brothers? Let me share something with you. Can I share something with you? You see, it may take God 10 years to prepare a man to use. But when he stands up to work, what God will do in 1 year may be more than 20 years of hard work of what a man is trying to do for God. Are you understanding? So I discovered that, suddenly God could bring a man to a limelight. And people say, but where has he been now? What has happened to him? How did he accomplish this work? I've come to realize that, you know, it doesn't cost God anything to give you millions. It is some of you that are thinking that it will take 10 years before you can ride a car. That's nothing with God. If God decides to walk now, you can have 3 cars in 1 year. If that is what he wanted. If that is what God wanted, he can abba. That's what I discovered with God. So I just saw that. So what is the character running up and down that everybody is running? Let me give God opportunity to put me under a permanent anesthesia. I don't want a temporary one. I don't want the one that will be pouring God and say, Lord, 2 hours more. 2 hours more. Do what you are doing quickly. If you don't do that, I will wake up. And some of us threaten God like that. Say, Lord, is this 2 years I gave you? If I don't see results in this work by the end of 1998, I'll pack it up. By 1999, I will do something. Can't allow my life to be wasted here. Some of you are busy threatening God. I will move to Onisha. Yes, I'll move. You can't tie me down here for nothing. All my classmates, you see all of them? I will move. I give you ultimatum. You don't do something, you don't finish with that. I will wake up. Some are threatening God for their marriage. And there are young brothers. They say, look, God, this year, I've obeyed you you know, after this year, if you don't bring that sister, I will wake up to do something. I will bring someone and ask you to approve it. If you cannot find one, I will find one, then you approve. Temporary anesthesia. Would you like to pray tonight? I mean, with me and say, God, the cross. So that's where I'm going now. The cross is what God uses to put off the strength of a man that hinders God from using him. So when you hear Brother Paul, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. The cross put off the anima in a man. So that every entrance to the working of God in that man's life, his word, is removed. Will you pray that prayer with me? Eh? Will you be willing to say, okay, so this is what it is. I surrender to you. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Let's stop here. Now we bow our head as we pray together. To be saved from my Savior, Lord. Oh, to be lost in death. Oh, that it may be no more, but Christ that is in me. I want you to pray. What God wants to do in your life would have been wonderful if you gave him a chance. The biggest problem is availability of space for God to walk. Do you know we can have continuous revelation into the word of God, except that we keep blocking God from walking? We're the one that keeps saying, Lord, I know what that Bible passage means. I know how that Bible passage interprets. That's why our church has not been filled with the knowledge of the Most High. Can you pray? Can you pray? Just pray. Pray as the Lord is giving you insight. Pray that God will make you a vessel. A vessel through which he can do his work. A vessel through which he can manifest his glory. A vessel through which he can release his power. Lord, we pray. We pray this night, this afternoon. Are you going to ask God to put you off? Not on a temporary anesthesia? Can God put you off so that you stop struggling with God? Father, we want to pray that this message, you will walk with it. It is appearing quiet, but Lord, I pray that you will walk with it.